Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven, stay driven.
Hard Talk, Volume 39. I have my two lovely co-hosts with me, Faye Elise, Faye Jackson.
What's up, y'all? No, and Big Daddy ain't shit. Don't be putting that out there.
And we have Alicia Brown. She ain't shit.
Hi.
Me?
Wow. Okay.
Just joking. Excuse me, I'm sorry. My allergies have been messing with me for the last couple of days. I don't know anybody that really deals with this stuff. Felicia, I know you deal with it. Man, this is a bear. I'd rather just catch a cold and get rid of it than to deal with this allergy crap.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
Anywho, what's up, everybody? We're going to touch on a couple of different things. Today, I have a martial artist calling in. His name is Willie Bell. He is a black belt in kung fu, and he's also has done a show, Missouri Truckers. It was a show that went on about a year ago, and he actually was featured on that one time because he does self-defense, and he's been doing martial arts for over 30 years now, and he's going to talk about self-defense and his classes. He moved his school to Pennsylvania, and he's going to call in and talk about that. We're also going to talk about the WWE pay-per-view last night. Blah. And we're going to talk about the debate that's going on tonight. I think they should be playing like the Monday Night Football theme in the background. Dun, 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 because it's on tonight. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump go head-to-head, so we're going to talk about that for a little bit. But I'm going to start with something that I've talked about a number of times since I've done this show. We're on a 39th show, and I might have talked about this half the time I've done this show. And it's still going on, and it still speaks to my heart. And I'm just frustrated and sick and tired of what's been going on as far as police and the senseless killing that's been going on and the protesting that's going on in North Carolina. There was a killing in Tulsa, Oklahoma with the police. And I think that person is actually getting prosecuted from what I heard as far as, you know, the killing that they did there. But what happened in North Carolina, there's a video out now that actually shows the cops planting the gun on a guy. And if that's not proof enough that they should be charged too, then I don't know what the state of the United States is going to be. Then you wonder why Colin Kaepernick and a lot of the NFL players are protesting, and the NBA season is going to be starting next week. And I'm curious to see how they're going to protest this. We have to come to some type of a solution to this problem because it is getting sickening as far as what's been going on, as far as killing, the shooting, our youth. I had a conversation with my daughter this past week that kind of broke my heart because she is scared to even have kids. She's married now, But she's scared to have kids because she's afraid to bring kids up in this day and time and the chance that they might get killed. She's afraid for her husband because he's a young black man down south. She's afraid that he might get pulled over and get shot. And it's sad. It's sickening. I'd like to get you guys' opinion on what's been going on. I don't want to dwell on it too long, but I did want to speak out about it. Felicia, you have opinions? I know that you were pretty much over it, but
it's not that I'm over it. It's just, you know, it's getting to the point where I'm getting into, like, you know, arguments about it, and it's just, I don't know. I just, it's really sad. It's kind of, it's disheartening. It's discouraging. In a lot of ways, it ties into, you know, what's going on with the debate and the election. So, I mean, it's all in our hands, and I'm just very, very scared. You know, you see these polls, they're closing, they're getting closer, and I just feel like if someone like, you know, the person who's running against Hillary gets in the office, that this is going to happen. There's going to be a lot more separation, a lot more, you know, brutality against people just for who they are, what they look like, where they live, what they drive, you know, what they're wearing, and it just shouldn't be like that. But, yeah, it's very discouraging, very discouraging, especially when you see people, you know, on social media that, you know, you see, like, their views are coming out now all of a sudden, and it's like, wow, like, that's how you really feel, and, you know, you were friends with me, like, it's weird, but, you know, it's very, very disheartening, and honestly, when we retaliate, it's not that we're being violent. All protests and all protesters aren't violent. It's just we're tired. We're tired. Mm-hmm. So if this is what it takes for you to see us, then we're going to do it. So don't get mad at us when we do it. Why should we have to act like this for you to see us and acknowledge, you know, what's going on? It's just really bad.
Say, do you have a opinion?
Kind of. It's scary in a way how people are, like, making excuses for why this is happening. And it's like, it's kind of like, oh, well, he shouldn't have done this. Oh, okay, we see. It's always, they're, like, trying to protect the police when they're doing wrong. And they're blatant, and that's why there are cameras now. People are filming this to see these injustices, and people are still making excuses for it, especially on Facebook. And it's scary to live in a world, and I understand where Asia is almost coming from. I don't have any children yet, but, and I get scared for Honey every single day. He works by the police. He's protected with his job by the police because he is a gas line worker. But when he goes home, when he's in his car, they don't know what he does. They won't care. It's kind of like, so what? And all they're going to see is a black man driving a nice car or a black man doing something, and they'll find any excuse to do anything, and it's scary. Why shouldn't I be worried for him every day?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's funny, Felicia, you touched on something that I have a friend of mine that calls me up pretty much damn near every day, and she works at the same job we worked at, and she had a situation where a guy that's the head of our union board called in. And no, he didn't. I'm sorry, lost train of thought. But he was on Facebook talking about how dumb Black Lives Matter is, and talked about Blue Lives Matter and talked about the police and this, that, and the fourth. And he's the head of our union board, and he's saying this. And a couple of the people that was in the union spoke out against it, against what he was saying. And then to me, it seemed like when all this came about, a lot of the sheets came off the head. And you get to see who was really racist and how people really feel. I'm not saying that all white people are racist. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that your opinion is not your opinion. What I'm saying is, if that you're choosing this plateau now to start to voice your opinion, and so there's a joke that Charlie Murphy has said about not all Donald Trump supporters are racist, but the majority of racists are Donald Trump supporters. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was funny. Mm-hmm. So it's coming to a head, and it is kind of tying it all together between the election and between what's been going on as far as the cops and the brutality and stuff like that. And if the wrong person gets in office, we should be praying every day without ceasing anyway. Mm. But we should pray harder because we're going to need it. And I do have young kids, young adults, and they are going to be out in the world. And two of them go to school up in the mountains. And I worry about that because, you know, the police up there and how they're going to react to them and their big kids. Like, well, Jared is a giant. Juwan is not that big, but Jared is a giant. And how they're going to react to him and what they would try to do to him. And it scares me. But we have a caller. Go ahead, caller. Welcome to Big Daddy's Hard Talk Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, listen, I don't know this for 100% for sure, but you may have blocked me on your Facebook.
Who's this?
Well, I don't know if you know me. This is Bobby.
I don't think I did.
Did I ever call your program about the age of consent laws?
No.
Okay, I apologize. I thought you were blocking me. Then your Facebook link is not working, man. I tried clicking your Facebook link. It says it gives you that page that only comes up if someone is blocked. Or unless it's temporary. Is it temporary going on, do you know?
I don't know. I'd have to check it, but I apologize. But I don't really block anybody. So.
Okay, my bad. No, I'm sorry.
I apologize if that happened.
No, I apologize.
But listen,
Another reason I'm asking your Twitter page. I don't know if it's a coincidence. It's saying that page doesn't exist, which usually happens when someone gets blocked or something.
I haven't been on Twitter in months, so I can't even really speak on Twitter because I have not been on Twitter since the basketball season ended. So I'll check it off. Like I said, I apologize. It's not.
No.
You know,
if you didn't do anything, you got nothing to apologize for. Then I just wanted to make sure. So since if you don't remember me, if I never called your program, that's fine. I'll just ask for permission then. Do you take topics like that, or like any other topics, or does it have to stay on topic?
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the age of consent laws, man.
Okay.
Is that okay? Or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Now, if you guys end up disagreeing with me, and I think there's some ladies on right now, so I'm guessing the ladies will definitely disagree with me, I hope you give me a chance to defend myself and explain. Please don't get mad and emotional and hang up and block me or any of that stuff. Yeah? Is that okay? But, you know?
All right.
Here's what I got for you guys. I think it's morally wrong, okay? Morally wrong. And something sick about a society that puts a human being in jail and ruins his life and punishes him just because he was with a woman, not a child, a woman who was under legal age.
Well,
okay. Well, what is the legal age of a woman? You know what I mean? It's 18, right?
No, it's not. That's another reason I bring this topic up is it's not even the same in all of America. In most of America, it's 16. In some states, it's 17. And in some states, it's 18. That's another thing. Like even for those who disagree with me, and I know people disagree, it's like at least be consistent. If you say, oh, I think everyone magically becomes an adult at this age, fine, then make it consistent all over America. Don't say, well, in this state it's legal and he's not a pedophile, and in this state it's illegal and he's a pedophile, and he goes to jail here, he doesn't go to jail here, like it's case state by state.
Okay, well, I can say that I do agree that it should be a consistent age, but being in the mental health and, you know, behavioral health background, I can say that it is an issue of maturity. You can't necessarily say that just because someone is 18, they're of the emotional and mental maturity as someone else. So I think that has a lot to do with it. So, I mean, if someone is with a so-called minor and they think it's okay, you're having a consensual relationship, it has a lot to do with, is that person, you know, mature enough to handle things? So that's when you would get,
you know,
like...
I respect everything you just said. You just said something, you just said a bunch of logical, very rational, and I actually was surprised. I thought you might just get, you know, emotional and disagree with me and label me a pedophile.
Well, I don't know why you would think that. You don't know me.
You know what? I'll tell you why. Most people who have kids, and especially ladies, this happens mostly with ladies, if you dare bring this topic up, right away they'll raise an eyebrow and say, is he a pedophile? Does he want to have sex with children? Is he a sick person who needs help like that? Like that kind of stuff. And you actually said a bunch of logical, rational, good things, but there was one little thing I want to make sure I understand. Do you personally think every guy should go to jail in a situation like that?
Well, I mean, I can't imagine why someone of a certain age would even want to be in a consensual relationship with someone who is not emotionally sound to handle things like, hey, let's have a baby. Hey, let's pay these bills. You know what I mean? A 16-year-old is not going to grasp the concept of bills and, you know,
now,
life.
But you work in the, you said, neurology?
No, mental and behavioral health.
We have behavioral. So can you tell me where in behavioral health does it say everyone who's 16 can't make a decision about whether they want to have sex or not, and when they turn 18, as you said, not everyone at 18 is mature, but they magically become mature then?
I never said that. That's, you know, I never said.
But you're questioning why, unless I'm wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, can a 16-year-old decide if they want to have sex or not?
It depends on the circumstance. It really
does.
Exactly.
So you don't think every guy should go to jail then, right?
Well, it depends.
Let me jump in here real quick.
Yeah.
Let me jump in here real quick. And then we're going to go on to the next topic. But
aw, it was a good topic.
Let me see what I have to say. It depends. Okay, let's say if the guy is 20 and the girl is 16, 17, I don't think or feel as though he should go to jail. Maybe, you know, if the guy, you know, talks to her parents and the parents agree with it, this, that, and the fourth, you know, then maybe, yeah. But guy is like 35, 40, and the girl is 16, then I say no, because this guy is emotionally and mentally abusing this girl.
Okay, there's a hole in your argument. There's two holes in your argument. First of all, you would have to ignore, you are ignoring the many, many, many people throughout the history of mankind who have been 16, 17, 18 and married older guys and had a family and were happy and didn't regret it. You're ignoring that. But even if you ignore that, that's fine. The next hole in your argument becomes, if you think a 35-year-old should not be with a 16-year-old, I respect that. Do you also think a 35-year-old should not be with an 18-year-old or 20-year-old or 21-year-old? What's the difference?
The difference is, as long as this person is still considered a child and in their parents' home and the parents are still raising them, then the parent has to consent to it in a certain way. And even with
that's not true. In most of America, again, the legal age is 16. In some states, it's 17. In some states, it's 18.
I would actually like to interject, too. You made a comment about historically marriages, you know, back in the day. Just one thing.
I'm sorry. If you don't mind, I'm sorry to cut you off. Before you do, when I say historically, I don't just mean hundreds of years ago. I'm talking about even the days of your parents and grandparents. This is not like 2,000 years ago only.
Okay, because I was going to say a lot of those marriages were actually arranged and not of the female's will. That's just, you know, under some type of common law that, you know, was the thing back then. So.
But again, you're ignoring all the people in your parents' days, in your grandparents' days, who wanted to get married, who wanted to have a family, who raised a family and did not regret it. You're just ignoring that.
But a lot of that was the parents actually saying, hey, you know, when you're 18, you got to get married, son. You got to start a family. That's
right.
What, you know, the belief was during the 50s and the, you know, back then.
And a lot of them were not like that. Some of them, I'm on your side. Everything you were saying is totally 100% right, but you're just assuming that's always the case. There are many people who chose to get married, who were happily, who didn't regret it, and they actually, you can find out today in 2016. You can find older ladies today that said, I was 16, 17 when I got married, and no, I had sex when I was in high school, and no, I don't regret it.
Okay.
But am
hey,
I wrong, guys?
I
know you guys disagree, but I want to know why you guys disagree. I'm still trying to understand. Unless I'm wrong, you don't disagree.
Well, I already said why I disagree. I never said that, you know, the guy should automatically go to jail. And I think we're wrong in just assuming that it's always a guy, too. There are lots of relationships where the female is the adult and the guy is the minor. So,
yes.
You know,
yes.
It really
sure.
Depends on the situation. I
yes.
Can't see why a 40-year-old would think that a 16-year-old could emotionally, mentally, and some cases even financially, wholeheartedly contribute to a functional relationship.
Right. If you can make that same argument for someone who's 18 or 19, and how many 18, 19, 20-year-olds have married older guys? It happens all the time. In fact, in our society, if an older guy has a young woman, he's considered like, hey, what's up? You got a young girl. All right. It's like how many years of evolution that men have been marrying young women and men have been dating young women. You don't think that men are only supposed to be attracted to women the same age or older, do you?
I mean, speaking from a psychological point, again, once you start getting into a certain age, that is considered a form of pedophilia. So I
That's not true. Pedophilia, this is the reason I bring this topic up. Pedophilia is someone who wants to have sex with a child who hasn't reached puberty. That's pedophilia.
That's what I'm saying. I said once you reach a certain age, once you're talking about a certain age, that's, you know, crossing into pedophilia.
Right. No,
so,
of course, but I'm not advocating pedophilia. You understand that? That's sick and nasty and disgusting and immoral. I'm talking about women. The question is, when does a girl become a woman? When is she mentally mature? According to most neuroscientists, again, you can research this. You don't have to take my word for it. The brain doesn't fully develop. Well, the brain doesn't fully develop until someone is in their late 20s or early 30s. So, but you wouldn't say it should be illegal to have sex with anyone until their late 20s or early 30s. So I'm saying, does anyone here think every guy should go to jail? I just want to make sure about that.
And I believe Big Daddy said no, and I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I don't know what Faye says.
Yeah, the only reason I'm asking is because the host, I know the host said he had other topics he wants to move on. So before the call ends, I just want to verify that no one thinks every guy should go to jail then.
I wouldn't say every guy, no, but I do believe that it should be a line drawn. So you
agreed.
Don't get...
I agree. Where should the
okay.
line draw be, if you don't mind me asking? Where do you think it should be then?
I can't speak on that, but
depends
I do have to
on
move
the person.
On.
Yeah. But no, while we have you on the line, do you have an opinion of what we were talking about prior?
I just tuned in. So I think you were talking about, just to make sure that I just tuned in. What was it?
Oh, man. So you're using us and you didn't even listen to the show. That's sad.
No, I agree. I just tuned in. I called in because I tried to go to your Facebook page and your Twitter page. And I wanted to make sure everything was okay then. I hope you guys don't think I was being mean or disrespectful or rude or anything like that.
No.
Oh, no.
No, it's cool. It's fine. Thank you for your call. I do have to move on. Thanks. Call back again. Okay.
One last thing before you go. Would you guys agree that since this was a controversial topic, and I hope it was entertaining and informative, would you guys like to have a debate on this, like a program? Because you know that makes good radio, right? When it's entertaining, informative, and to some people they might get riled up about it, which they shouldn't. They shouldn't get riled up about it.
I think our show is pretty entertaining and pretty informative.
I didn't mean your program is not entertaining and informative. I didn't mean like that. I mean
yeah.
Like the topic. Would you like to have a program about this?
No.
It's for good radio.
Because I'm sitting here now and I'm cringing even talking about this. Because
see,
I am
see,
a parent and I was just thinking about if I was in that situation with my daughter, how would I feel about it? And
no,
I understand where you're coming from, and I appreciate.
No, oh, don't hang up like that.
I appreciate
come on.
Your call.
No, but don't hang up
I
like
really
that.
I really have
on.
To move on.
No, but when you say you're cringing, that's not fair to me. Come on, you're making it seem like it's like a sick, disgusting, like a weirdo thing.
So that's
no,
his
I'm not, I didn't say you were sick. I didn't say you were sick. I didn't say you were a weirdo. All
I,
I'm
I
saying
I know
is,
you didn't,
from my
you're
point
you're
of view,
you're making it seem
as
like
a
that.
Father.
Right.
As my point of view as a father, that's what I'm saying. I was thinking about if I was in that situation, how would I feel about my daughter dating someone that old? That's all
as
I'm saying.
As a father, as a father,
there's no disrespect to you and your opinion and your view.
I know you didn't say
again,
those things.
Again, I really have to move on. Thanks for calling.
All right, okay. Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, he's welcome to call back, you know, another Monday, that's for sure.
Yeah, but he took up too much time. I was trying to be polite.
Talk about the topic. I was not going to chime in on that. And I had a feeling he wasn't listening anyway. So,
right.
Yeah, no.
All right, hold on, Ruka. We got another caller, and then we're going to go to commercial.
It better not be the same dude. That's
no. No, it's
now,
not. Hey, George, how you doing?
How can I follow up? You talk about weirdos and stuff, and then you're going to pick me up.
Oh, gosh.
and
I feel
I'm
a certain way about that.
George, hold on one second. I'm going to say this, and then we're going to go on to something else.
Okay.
This is America, and everybody has their opinion. And
yeah.
I appreciate him calling in with his opinion. But he's not going to make me feel any differently than how I feel about that subject. Because I am a father. I do have a young daughter. And if my daughter was 16 dating somebody 35, I'd be trying to stick my foot in his ass.
I agree.
And I was trying to say it nicely because I didn't want to hurt his feelings. And if he cannot understand where I was coming from, I apologize. And if he's still listening, which I don't think he is, I still welcome him to call back. He can talk about anything else he wants. I just don't want to talk about that again.
Yeah, I understand. I was going to ask you if you want me to come up there and give you a hug or something. Cause like,
no, I'm good. I'm good. Because there's a lot of young girls that's been hurt in that situation, that's been hurt and molested and turned out. And that's why they have laws set up.
Well, you know,
but
I
anyway.
go the same thing with my goddaughter, man. Like I said, I treat her like she's my own, you know. And, she's like 11, and she's already thinking she's acting a little fast already, you know what I mean? And, her mother calls me all the time, and I have to go out there and tell her she needs to slow down. You know, it's no joke out here. It's no joke. Even though now... Like now, what I'm doing now with my taking all these mentoring classes and I'm trying to mentor kids and stuff like that for like big brothers. And you see some of the profiles of some of these kids, man, what they've been through, you know, you got to take a step back and, you know, and help these kids out, man, because that's all they're going to look at. They're going to look at us like we're just going to, when we get older, we graduate high school, we're going to start robbing, stealing and killing somebody for even a sweet couple of dollars or raping them. And it's sad. It's sad, man. And that's why I say I got to step up. That's what I'm doing now. I'm stepping up because there's so many kids out there who don't have fathers or parents or nothing like that who they ain't going to know nothing. And my goddaughter, her dad's not around, so I feel I have to step up and take her under my wing and show her the positive things, you know? So I'm all in your corner, man. I'm all in your corner. Trust and believe. But,
all right, let's get off of that.
Yeah,
what you want to talk about, bro?
Well, I got a call. Let me ask you something I never asked you before. It's it's a question about religion and stuff. And I know you guys are deep in your religion and stuff like that. And I truly and deeply respect your opinion about it. The question I have is it hard for someone who had a hard time believing in God growing up for them to get back and to accept God back in his life? Is it a hard journey for that individual? Because the reason why I'm asking is because I'm trying to do that myself, and it's really, really hard for me, especially for all the things I've been through in my past.
Let me say this to you.
Uh-huh.
The journey is hard. It's very hard. But what you have to do is trust in God to get you through it. So it's easy to turn your life over to Christ, but uh-huh. to maintain that life, the journey is extremely hard, because as soon as you accept Christ and as soon as you walk that journey, the devil's going to attack you, because the devil don't want to see you do that. So the devil is going to attack you. He's going to do things to turn you back the other way. But as long as you confess with your heart and say with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and he died on the cross for all your sins, he will get you through it. And that was Romans 10:9. He will get you through it. You just have to allow for God to work on it and be patient, because God is not a genie. He's not going to snap his hands together and everything is better.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I agree, yeah.
So you're going to have to go through some things. You're going to have to allow for God to work, because when you come out of it, there's going to be a huge testimony that you are here, but now I'm here. And I am a witness that I am a strong believer and witness to that with my own life. This time last year, I was almost gone. There almost was no Big Daddy Hard Talk Radio, because Big Daddy was almost 6 feet under. But God, I'm still here. The prayers of the righteous avail much. And you have to push, P-U-S-H, pray until something happens, and you will get through it.
Okay.
You will get through whatever the devil throws in front of you. But you just got to continue to believe. And you got to praise him when the time's good, and you got to praise him when times are bad.
Yeah. I mean, The things I especially been through, especially even day one I've been, like I said, my mom died, you know, the day I was born. She died the day I was born. My father has been hard on me about it, like basically my whole life, you know. I had a chance to be a father twice, and they both died from miscarriages, you know. And, you know, the things I had to go through, like I said, recently with this accident a couple months ago, and I felt like I had my second chance. I mean, you know, I thank him now for it could have been worse for myself. And, you know, it's slowly starting to come around for him, you know. It slowly is, you know, and it's a process. And everybody, a lot of people told me it's not, there's no time limit, you know. If you're working towards it, you know, it's a good thing. So, you know, I just want to, like I said, I respect your guys' opinion because you all guys are religious, you know, individuals, and I love you guys for everything you guys talk to me about, you know what I mean? So, you know,
and
it
I'll
means
say
a lot.
This to you, George, I consider myself more on the spiritual side, you know, I just love God and Jesus, but on your journey, things are going to change. People aren't going to be able to maybe understand what you're doing and why you're trying to do it. I mean, you have to kind of rid yourself of anything that's going to hold you back, because that is the devil. You know, it's a negative entity, a negative force. So you kind of got to let go of, like, any mental baggage, any emotional baggage while you're on this journey to get closer to Christ. Anything that's going to stop right. you from getting closer to him, you got to rid yourself of that. And if it means friends that you used to hang out with, you got to let them go because they're not mm-hmm. on that same path with you. So you have
Amen.
To keep, you know, kind of going. And it's going to be worth it. It means that they weren't meant to be there anyway. The things that you went through, you're going to mature a lot more. And, you know, you can be an adult and still need to mature, you know. So you're going to start changing and things are going to change in your life. And then you'll start seeing light and more positivity. And just keep going, man. Like Big Daddy said, just pray and. You know, start off with, like, small scriptures a day, one scripture a day.
Well, the people, I have cut some people off, and I explained to them, and they had a hard time understanding. So but I think I finally got rid of them because I told them, I said, if they got any problem with it, I can call you and Trudy, and that will settle it all up, so.
But y'all have to pay me. I don't know, you know, if they will work for free, but.
Nah. One last thing, and I'll let you guys go. I'm sorry, yes.
Okay. Because I got somebody waiting.
Yeah,
so
one last thing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, one thing. The Eagles, right? Lane Johnson.
Yeah.
Do you think his chance that his suspension can go down?
I thought it went down. I thought it already happened.
No, he has a hearing. Is it next week? It's October 4th. He has a hearing. So he got served with the suspension, but his hearing, he appealed it. So his hearing is like October 4th or the 5th. So I just didn't know.
If they got the Tom Brady, and Tom Brady is the poster boy of the NFL, believe they're going to get him too. But let me go to my caller, George. Thank
all
you.
Right.
If you want to call me off the air just to have a conversation like that, I'm more than willing to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your trust. I'm always here for you, and I can appreciate what you're going through because I've been through it, and you will get through what you're going through, okay?
Thank you. All right, y'all take care.
Right,
God bless. I love you guys.
Bye. Love you, Joe.
Love you.
Dang, I dropped the call. I dropped the other call.
Oh.
Aw. We're going to take commercial, and then we're going to come back Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 29.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that
Hello?
$5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2335 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 39, and caller called back. I want to introduce this person. His name is Willie Bell. He is a martial artist. He's been doing martial arts for 30 years, and he's part of the reason why I'm a hard ass now, because he used to beat the crap out of me when I was a kid. So that's why.
Welcome, Willie. Yay. Can we get a round of applause for you, too?
Oh, my God. Even more.
But I love him deeply. He was a mentor to me when I was a child, and taught me a lot as far as toughness. I'm talking mental toughness as far as physical toughness. And that's what really helped me out. And I never said this to him, but that's what really helped me out as far as the wrestling. Because if I could put up what he did to me when I was a teenager and a kid, I could do anything in the ring. Willie Bell, how you doing, brother?
What's up, Kev? What's going on, big man? Oh, my God.
How you doing?
I'm all right, dude. Man, I'm proud of you, dude. I'm proud of you. I see you. I'll be like, I see you on anytime I'm watching Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal, they mention you, and I see, oh, my God, that's my boy. That's my man. Oh, my goodness.
But I wanted to bring you on because, one, you being African-American. Two, you being a martial artist. Three, you owning and running your own martial arts school. I wanted you to speak on that. I wanted you to talk about your school, where it's located, how can people find you, your self-defense classes as far as you and helping women defend themselves. I wanted to give you the platform to speak, you know, speak on your business. So,
my name is Willie Bell. My rank is Shifu, which is
Willie. Hold on 1 second. I was rude for a second. I want to introduce you to my two co-hosts, Felicia Brown and Faye Jackson.
Hello.
How you doing, Lee? How you doing?
Hi.
I apologize. Sometimes I get ahead of myself. I wanted to introduce you because they might have questions for you, too, so I wanted to introduce you to them. So, go ahead.
Well, like I said, you know, my rank is Shifu, which is instructor, sensei instructor. My name, my school is Bronze Tiger Combat Arts Corps. I teach jiu-jitsu, kempo, and Shaolin Kung Fu. I've been training since I was 18. I'm 53 now, still the same instructors, the ones that are still alive. We're located on 4516 Rising Sun Avenue in Philly. Like I said, it's been a blessing for me. You know, I've had a chance to teach and be around some real people that made big footprints in my life, and I just wanted to share my knowledge because I come from, you know, back in the day where we didn't have it. Now we have it because I've been giving it back. And that's what I do. I try to teach women how to defend themselves and in certain situations when no one's trying to get a black belt, they just want the person off of them. Common sense stuff, nothing you see on TV that's going to get you hurt. Use your common sense.
You know, and that's basically what I do, man. Just get it in.
Cool.
If
they
want to
contact you,
huh?
If they want to contact you, how can they contact you?
Well, they can contact me at 704-746-2506. Or they can contact me by bronzetiger55@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or they can contact me on Facebook, Bronze Tiger Corps on Facebook.
Cool. You ladies have any questions for me?
I do. My uncle, he's actually a martial artist too, so I really just appreciate like the discipline and the restraint and the willpower, and that, you know, athleticism and all that you guys have. But I wanted to ask, how do you think like young people today would benefit from like the principles of like martial arts today? Like, and do you think that it is an art that should be like, you know, enforced as like an extracurricular activity for these young people, you know, just something to do after school as a way to like channel their anger, channel their frustrations, and just to, you know,
well,
get up and be healthy.
The way I see it is that the martial arts just means time and energy. That's all it really means. Kung Fu means time and energy. If you are a seamstress, then that's your kung fu. If you're a radio announcer, that's your kung fu, and you strive to get better at what you're doing. Okay? Try to better yourself from within. As I know from personal experience, when I was learning martial arts, you know, I had to, you know, bite my bottom lip, as it were. You know, I have a habit of mouthing off back and waiting for instruction. Just don't be quiet. Remember to put that stuff, get this stuff out of it. And but I was teaching the kids, I'm like, tell them, you know, this translates in school. You know, if teacher's talking, you have to be disciplined enough to be quiet and let her finish or him finish with what they're saying before you can speak. You know, and if you can control yourself, they can control your situation. It's like, and it works. If you can deal with controlling yourself, with your teacher being hard on you about certain things that's going to help you, then when you get on your job and your supervisor is acting a fool towards you, you can, you know, pull back yourself and discipline yourself not to get involved in what he's trying to do or she's trying to do that's negative. And the discipline is always there. It's not like you come to a martial arts school and the teacher, discipline is already in you. We just teach you how to use it. You understand? And as far as martial arts in school as a curriculum, I wouldn't suggest that because, you know, people have a way of turning it around. But if you use, like, say, Tai Chi, I'm saying this is for health reasons, not combat reasons. Tai Chi has a lot of health benefits as far as breathing and relaxation. If you take 2 minutes out of your day and just sit down, just close your eyes and just listen to yourself breathe, you'll find a lot of things will fall off of you. You know, and that's what I would suggest to you if I had to put it towards a school district or something. As a curriculum, I would, you know, go Tai Chi, you know, very soft movements. There's no combat in it, and it just teaches you how to control yourself, how to breathe and relax. And that'll help you as you go on, since you never get relaxed. You understand? Your body charges up. Your will to move on goes up before you know it. 10 minutes of this, it's turned into 2 hours of it, and you're not even tired. This will help you, but you already had it, but you didn't know you had it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Okay.
If I give you $10, can you kick Big Daddy's butt for me again?
I mean, oh my God! Let me tell you, I went. He had a trip. I went with him one day to the grocery store. This is when he was wrestling with the Himalaya players or whatever they call themselves, right? And I remember this is my cousin. I don't know if he really revealed that this was my cousin. We were walking in the supermarket, and he picked up a frying pan. Well, I am still a cowboy wrestling fan, He has some heavy weight to it. He started digging himself in the head with it. He goes, nah, doesn't sound right. I'm like, it's just, I love this guy. I don't know what else to say. Him and I are. We are so tight. It's not even funny.
Well,
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you, sir. And I'm proud of you. And I'm glad you could come on. And I will pass your information on. If you know anybody wants to come out, visit your school. I might ride out there one day. Check
you
out.
There.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, the women cold out there. We'll be in the park. It's nice outside. We're in the park, having a good time. And there's nobody jumping up and down, trying to try and check, doing basic common sense stuff. It ain't going to take you 4 years to learn something. The first day you come in, you'll learn something on your way out.
Cool. But I'm going to let you get back to your class.
Okay, no problem, brother. I got them out there doing anything.
Yeah, so let you get back. I'm glad you called in. Thank you again. And you're always welcome to call back.
Thank you.
Jimmy, I cut him off by accident.
You sure did, because you ain't twice. You cut him off twice today.
That's my cousin. I love him. Anyway, I'm going to take this second commercial break. We're going to talk about the WWE pay-per-view real quick because there ain't really nothing to talk about. And I have somebody on standby who's going to have their relationship question. Yep. So take this commercial. We'll be right back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 39.
Better not be Slim with me.
Attention business owners.
No, I ain't Slim with
me. Event promoters or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right. You can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey, everybody. This is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, volume 39. And I'm going to switch gears a little bit. I'm going to go into the relationship question now. So caller, Lady T, what's your relationship question?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to know, this might be a little personal. So if you're with your significant other and one of you like to have fun, travel, et cetera, and the other one doesn't, likes to stay home, likes to work, work is fun for them, how do you balance out the relationship?
One of you ladies want to take this one before I come in?
Do
you want me to come in? What'd you say?
That's it. Do what I do. That's the exact relationship I'm in. And I've been in this relationship for almost 6 years now. Make them do it anyway. Like, you want to sit at home and chill and be a homebody? Nope, we're going out. Sorry. Well, I will say even it out. Realistically, even it out. Like, some days you stay home, but some days you got to go out and do something. You got to go somewhere. Like, it's got to be a compromise somehow.
Felicia?
And what, is one person a homebody and one person more, like, outgoing, wants to go out? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, you gotta, like, meet in the middle. So, I mean, if he likes, you know, sporting events, one day you gotta just suck it up and go to a game. If you like, you know, wine tasting, one day he's gotta suck it up. Either that or you just say, hey, well, I'm gonna go with my friends.
Okay, so go out with your friends, and that might lead a little contention because now you're out and about and your other's home. It's just... not
exactly,
good.
And that contention will serve as a force to make the other one kind of, you know, say, wow, maybe I should be doing this too, yeah. So it's kind of like reverse psychology.
And Big Daddy, I didn't hear your opinion, I'm sorry.
All right, I'm going to be two ways with this. One, I agree that it has to be a compromise, so... yeah, if you know, I want to sit home one night and chill, you should want to sit home and chill with me. But if you want to go out somewhere, we can go out somewhere. But just know, and I'm talking from me, that is in Big Daddy, I'm talking from my perspective, just know there's certain things that I'm not going to want to do. So, like, I'm not, like, I know I go down to the Sixers games. I'm a very social person. I talk to everybody. But I'm not a person to want to go to, like, a dinner party and have to sit around and just talk about nothing. I don't, that's not me. So just know, if we go and do that, I'm going to act a certain way. So if you're dragging me to a dinner party, I'm going to sit there, I'm going to look bored, and I'm not going to want to be bothered. So choose your battles wisely. Now, if you want me to take you to a concert, you want me to take you to the movies, you want to go out of town for a night or something, or a weekend, fine. I'm more than happy to do that. But if you want me to go to your friend's baby shower, oh, trust me, I'm going to show my ass.
So, Big Daddy, I you wouldn't recommend that so much for me. So here's my scenario, and I'll keep it quick. A friend's birthday is coming up. I wanted to plan something nice. I plan for, you know, small gathering, yakitori, brother. We can all do karaoke, sing, have some drinks. He opted not to do that. He'd rather have dinner out at, you know, Lobster Shack or Crab somewhere with a few friends, which I think is really boring, and I'll be bored to tears. But if I did it Big Daddy way and sat there and looked stupid, it's going to make me look some kind of way.
But the difference is, this is his birthday. This is his birthday, so he could do whatever he want to do. It ain't about you. It's about his birthday. So if that's what he wants to do
me.
For his birthday. Say what?
Not about me.
It's not about you.
Because
it's his birthday. Now, if it's just been, you just wanted to hang out for no reason at all, then yeah, shit, if that ain't what he want to do, then it is what it is. But it's because it's for his birthday, then yeah, you got to suck it up and do what he want to do.
Okay. Well, that was my question. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for calling. I love you.
Love you,
Lady P.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Just suck it up and take your ass on. If he want to go to Red Monkey for dinner, then go to Red Monkey for dinner.
Red.
So anyway.
Would you suck it up and go places that you don't want to go?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
See? So
no, I don't.
I had to suck it up then.
But here's the thing. If it was for somebody's birthday, I would have to suck it up and go.
That's true.
But if it's just to go shoot the shit, no, I'm not going. I'm not going.
But
and I told you that not too long ago where my whole family went to somebody's graduation party. I didn't go because I don't know his people. I don't want to be around his people. It was in the hood at night, and that's one place I ain't going. Hold on. You called back? Hello?
Oh, actually, I was just trying to listen to the show.
Okay, I'll put you back on hold then, my bad.
He was talking
yeah.
about you. Oh. Come back.
But, what was I saying? Oh, yeah.
But
it was in a hood at night. I didn't want to go. I didn't feel like getting dressed. I don't like drinking around people that, you know, I'm not familiar with because people get drunk and try you. And I didn't want to have to knock nobody the hell out. Anywho, talk about the WWE pay-per-view last night. We'll brush through it. SmackDown is kicking Raw's ass.
Dang.
And I'm sorry. It is what it is. Like, New Day started off. Well, I'm sorry. Nia Jax beat the piss out of
Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox. She beat the piss out of her. Was what it was. New Day started off the show against Gallows and Anderson. And the psychology of wrestling is really getting blurred. Because the New Day went over with a heel move.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They cheated. They cheated. And we're blurring the lines. But it is what it is. Everybody popped for it. They've been the tag team champions for 400 days. Good for the brothers.
The match started off really hot, too. I thought it was about to be like a 2-minute match. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it started off real hot. To have that lame ending, it pissed me off because it started really hot. And it was just a lame ending. To me, one of the matches of the night, TJ Perkins and Brian Kendrick.
Yeah.
Tore the building down. And TJ Perkins is making me a believer. He's really making me a believer. And he worked his ass off. Good match. What was after that? Was the women's match after that? The triple threat?
I think so, yeah.
I think it was. Decent match. If you've seen it once, you've seen it 100 times. Charlotte went over because of Dana Brooke. Blah, blah, blah. I was hoping Sasha Banks pulled it out, but it is what it is. The other match of the night was Cesaro and Sheamus worked their butts off. It was
did.
The best of seven.
Crap
and
ending,
it ended it ended in a draw. So the series is still at 3-3. So expect to see the sudden death match tonight on Raw. Cesaro and Sheamus worked their asses off last night. Great match. Loved it. I love Cesaro. I'm a Cesaro mark anyway. So good stuff. I wish Cesaro was on SmackDown, to be honest with you, because he needs to be wrestling people who can wrestle.
And I'll say this about Sheamus. A lot of people are giving Sheamus slack. They're saying he looks stupid. I think he looks great. I like the hair and everything. But they're giving him slack, saying he's boring and everything. I actually think Sheamus is one of the only, like, three or four heels right now that's doing their job as a heel.
Yeah.
So I give Sheamus so much credit right now.
You know what it is?
Monster Factory Sheamus.
People are getting tired of Sheamus, which I don't understand why, because he's a hell of a worker, and he is playing his character, his role,
right,
as a heel. But, you know, fans are fickle. So what can you do?
Yeah. In another match that should have went another way, Jericho beat Sami Zayn. Was it? Zayn should have went over. I'm so over Chris Jericho right now.
Me too.
So over Chris Jericho. But que sera sera. Roman Reigns is the new United States champion, and I'm going to let that fart stay there.
No.
I don't know if y'all want to say anything about that, but that's all I got to say.
It was actually it was a good match. It's just, I mean, it was me. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Felicia, you want to talk about your favorite wrestler, Roman Reigns, or? No. Enough said. And that led into the main event, which was Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins, which wasn't a bad match. I have to rewatch it because my internet service sucks. And it cut off right in the middle of that match. And I had no service. So I had to rewatch the ending to find out what happened. So I did. And I'm like, this is what happened? This is what happened? You build up for, you know, this momentum occasion, and Jericho runs out and screws up the finish, and Kevin Owens wins. And I'm like, where the hell is Triple H? He came out, handed Kevin Owens the belt, and you never seen him again.
Right.
He never explained why he did it. Because when it happened, I said, okay, I guess they're waiting for the pay-per-view to have Triple H come back out to explain what or to show what. No. No Triple H. Jericho screwed up the finish, bumped the ref, blah, 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 and the match just ended. And I was like, really? I was busting my ass trying to get this internet to come back up for this. I could have finished watching
Triple
the Empire Strikes Back.
Stop being a geek.
Look, I watched the whole thing from the first one to the sixth one, and I got the seventh one on DVD. I'm watching tomorrow. Anyway, go ahead.
Jesus. I was just going to say, I think Triple H played like he had a purpose in what he did. That's why we didn't see him again. I think Kevin Owens was so over and so well-liked that Triple H had to do something to kind of make the shift, you know, to really show that, hey, Kevin Owens is a heel, and they're trying to switch Rollins over into a face. So I think that's what his purpose was. That's why we didn't see him again. But it is very weird.
It's weird because you have to say something. Every week, Seth Rollins is going up to Stephanie. I don't know why your husband did this. You were in on it. Why'd your husband do this? And they never freaking explained it. So it pissed me off. So if anybody else, if you guys don't have anything else to say about the pay-per-view, we can wrap this up.
Backlash is better.
Yeah,
Backlash is way better.
Blue. Team Blue.
Yeah. Way better.
Even though I am.
On that note.
I am digging the cruiserweight. Shout out to Rich Swann. That's the only cruiserweight I'm shouting out ever. So, because I'm petty. So, that's the only one I ever.
And on that note, we're going to wrap this up. Excuse me. Allergies, man. It's a good show today. I thank you, ladies. Faye, you had a busy weekend, a long drive for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you said you had a good match this past Saturday.
Wrestling. And then this week coming up, Friday, is Ring of Honor's All-Star Extravaganza in Boston. So I'll be there.
Cool. I want to have Kareem Horton call into the show to talk about the KCW show coming up October 29th here in Darby. He's busy right now. He's on the road. But when he comes in next week, I'm going to have him call in and he can talk about it. I'm going to be plugging his show up until
that
date.
Yeah, please have him call in. Please have him call in.
I am. He's a busy man right now trying to get things together for the show. So I can't, you know, I can't hold him on it. But, yeah, I'm going to try to give him a call next week. I'll definitely be talking some Sixers talk next Monday because the preseason starts next Tuesday. So, we will be talking some Sixers talk. We'll try to have Keith call in with some information about the roster. Maybe somebody else, but don't hold me on it. I'll see what happens. Outside of that, you ladies got any last words?
Try to watch the debate today. You know, see for yourself
who is
up for voting. I'm sorry, football. I'm sorry, wrestling. But tonight the debate gets my attention.
Yeah.
Yes, because if Hillary's going to take this, she has to take it tonight. She has to take it tonight. She has to make him look like an idiot. And don't hold back. Because I don't think he could debate. I'm sorry. Faye, you got any last words?
No, I'm with Alicia. Watch the debate tonight. I'm going to be watching it between that and Love and Hip Hop because that's just my normal.
Oh,
DVR. DVR for Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, Lord. Love and Hip Hop.
Yep.
Anywho.
It's like I watched Basketball Live and the pay-per-view yesterday side by side. So, yes.
Yes.
You watch what? You watch what?
Basketball Live and the pay-per-view.
Oh, so I get ridiculed because I watch Star Wars in the pay-per-view, but it's cool to watch Basketball Live in the pay-per-view.
It sure is. Yep.
You know what? That's what happens when you got two ladies. You talk bad about me. You call me a nerd.
No, I was a geek. It was a geek.
No, you call me a geek.
Aww.
May the force be with you. Anyway. Oh, real quick. Almost forgot. Got a movie review. Magnificent Seven. Good movie. You know I'm a Denzel fan. Denzel's my man. He's the only person, the only black man that can come in the movie and not get shot. Excellent cast. Ethan Hawke. What's the other guy? Chris Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
The big guy from, what's his name? The big guy from Law and Order. You know what
something
I'm talking about. Law and
Delefano
Order. Coming on a tip. Yeah. Really good cast.
Vincent. I think it's Vincent Delefano.
That's it. That's his name. It was a really good cast. Very good movie. I recommend it. I give it a 3.5 Big Daddy Booties. So check it out. You know, Denzel's a bad man with Jim. So go see it. You'll like it.
But you know, shout out to Denzel for creating his son, John David Washington, who was on Ballers.
Oh.
fine. He is fine. Okay.
You done now?
Hey, if you want to talk about Denzel, I'm going to bring up his son.
I talked about Denzel. I say nothing about his son.
I said, if you want to talk about Denzel, I'm going to bring up his son.
Anyway, are you done now? You done drooling?
I'm going to
start getting on here
and
talking about
right
Jill
now.
Scott.
Ew.
I'm going to get on here and start talking about Jill Scott now.
That's a way to clear the airwaves.
Here we go. Here we go.
Just playing. I love Jill Scott, too. But, you know, John David Washington. Yeah.
On that note, I said a couple of different scriptures during this whole broadcast. And real quick, before I even go on that, I respect everybody's opinion, and I want to apologize to anybody that got offended for the one caller with what his question was. I didn't know he was going to go all the way left like that. I apologize in advance. Well, that's not in advance. I apologize afterwards. But like I said, it's free speech. He's entitled to his opinion. I just don't respect his opinion. So
I think it was handled well, so.
Okay. On that note, there's three different types of people in the world. Those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Felicia Brown, Faye Jackson, and Big Daddy that make things happen. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And if anybody has Periscope, the Periscope app on their phones or iPads or whatever, I will be doing a Periscope message this Wednesday at 12 noon, coming from Mark 5:25, the woman with the issue of blood. So if you want to, you know, listen in. I appreciate it. So see you next week. God bless you all, and good night.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Denzel's son, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, no, hush.